holding Rashi. Rashi in the second narrow line. So the Gemara says that Shmuel's position that in our Mishnah by Rubei Chatzeris you require that there should be Skia, and by Rubei Tchuma you don't, because Hachatana, Rubei Chatzeris says Mazakal, and so over here by Rubei Chatzeris says Mazakal, so it says you need Skia. Hachalotanan over here by Rubei Tchuma. It doesn't mention in the Mishnah the requirement for Zikui. So, Shmuel's position makes a lot of sense. Where's Rav coming from? Samar says there was a story. The daughter in law of Rabbershia went to the Bais HaMerchus, she went to Bais HaMerchus beyond the city. It's Tchum. Choshkala was got dark. Also, the last one, she'd be also to come back. And the mother-in-law went out to make a ruby tchumen for her. And Rukia said it was also. So, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said to Rukia, Babloi, why are you being so machmer? So what was the Bechia's issue? So the Grash of Bechia, Babli Hoya, Kamina Meseth of Sukkur, all the Bechia, Ubonov, Yistua, the Bechia and his sons came from Bobo to Eretz Yisrael and established the Halacha. Ibarluga said, we had a question. When he asked the question, what was the key's issue?
It was
I don't remember. And the Morrison's question
about the art,
was the issue that because he wasn't Mazaka, or because it was the issue of Shlomi Daita? So Morrison says, Rabbi Yaakov. Rizera asked Rabbi Yaakov, brought the Bas Yaakov. So the Gir says, brother Bas Yaakov. His father was not a person worthy of mention. His mother was. So he asked him, you go to Israel, I'd like you to go ask Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi, so Akif, I'm going to ask you to go herba alai haderech bishviloi. You must reach extra to get to Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi. I'm asking a favor to go up there. And he is by Somed Tzur, Brazil on Somed Tzur, Derech Masilas Tzur, the path that takes you up the mountain of by Tzur. And he asks him the question. He says, I don't see the reason to ask the question. He said the issue was because of not being Mazak. So you see the Rav followed this approach of Rav Chiya. So Rav Chiya, Choyke Rav, B'tchum, and Rav Chiya held like what Rav held, that by Rav B'tchum, there's no need to be Mazak. I mean, there is a need to be Mazak. So since she wasn't Mazak, it didn't work. So that's where Rav's position, that he said, with Rav B'tchum, you need Chiya. Even though the Mishnah does not mention it, Rav Chiya held like that in the price. So that's what we're saying over here. So that's where Rav came from. Now, Gai b'chatzeris, but Rav said b'chatzeris, the Mishnah says you need Chiya, and Rav said you don't. Time of the Rav Mishum, the Kiv and the Kosser are late. Since everybody in the Chatzar is affecting him, so he has a very strong interest in making sure that they get a portion, because if they don't, he's osur. Gomru makni vein sarschias. He held that your person would be have full das to be makna without even doing a maisa schia. So when a case where Chazal were confident if the person really wants to be marked, the Chazal did away with the need for a Maisa Kinyan. So this being one of the cases, because he has a vested interest in making sure that they get a portion, because otherwise he can't carry. Well, we have the season Pliga Alei the Rav, even though the Mishnah says not like that. It's a nice Swara, but the Mishnah says not like that. So the answer is Rav Tanu Upolik. The Mor says that Rav has a status of a Tana, and Rav has the right to argue. So Rav is arguing on the Mishnah. Okay. We're at the Gemara Bar of Nachman, which is the end of the fifth wide line. So we've discussed the Ruvi Tchumen, we've discussed the Ruvi Chatzeris. What about a Ruvi Tavshilin? Bar of Nachman, a Ruvi Tavshilin, Sark Lazakas, or ain't Sark Lazakas? If a case where I want to be mighty to somebody else in Ruvi Tavshilin, do I need to do a parsha of Skia or not? Amrish of Amati Boyle, what was Nachman Shiloh? Loshmielei, he didn't hear Hod Amr of Nachman Baravada, Amr Shmuel, Eruba Tavshilin, Sarach Lazakis. He didn't hear what Shmuel said that you need to be Mzaka. That's Rios' comment. Samalei Abaya. Abaya said, Pshita, obviously, the Loshmielei. I mean, you want to know why he asked the shadow? Because didn't he know this? The answer is no, he didn't. Deishmirle, mighty boyle. Because had he heard the statement of Shmuel, what would he have to consider? So Omar Rav Yosi said no, that's not true. There is still what to consider, because Otzer Ruvi Tchumen Mila Omar Shmuel ain't Tzarech L'Zakus. Shmuel says, by Ruvi Tchumen, you do not need to be Mizak. Well, but you, Tzarech L'Zakus, Rav Nachman holds like Rav, by Ruvi Tchumen, that you need to be Mizak. So, possibly,
who holds like Rav?
Rav Nachman. So, possibly, the more is clearing that even though Shmuel said, by Ruvi Tchumen, Tzarech L'Zakus, maybe Rav Nachman holds ain't Tzarech L'Zakus, but the question was like, why? What was his shiloh? No, because he didn't hear the statement. Because you see that he knew the statement by Shmuel, by Ruvi Tchumen, and he argued. So maybe he argues also. Versus no Hachi Hashtra. What is this comparison? Bishlam Mahasab. Over there, I understand. Because Pliga Rav Shmuel. Kamashalom kichumen demar, kichumen demar. There's a question of Rav and Shmuel whether by Ruvi Tchumen you need the Zakas, and by Ruvi Chatzeres you need the Zakas. And he's machmor like both. Alhacha, he said the Shmuelay, me come on the public, but we're not aware of anybody arguing with Shmuel. So if Rabbi was telling a head that Rav Nachman heard what Shmuel said, we'd have no reason to argue. Fine. So Rashi, me command the Pollock. Me ask on the Pollock initially, have we found anybody argues on Shmuel on this point? So why would he assume Rav Nachman's, what was Rav Nachman's Shiloh? That's a given halacha without any person who argues. Okay. A new story going from the issue of skiris from a nachri. How tarzaino the have b'shim vusei derbi zera? So the word tarzaino is from the Rashi, says the word tar is the lashon of shmira, Aramaic, and zayin is from the lashon of zayin, kli zayin. He was a person who was in charge of the armory, where people would arm themselves with their weapons. He was a shomer of the Kli Zion. He lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Zeira. Amalei Argelon Mishuscha, let's rent your possession, your rishus over here for Shabbos. He refused to do so. Also, came to Bezerra, so the rest of the neighborhood came to Bezerra. Amrulesh, they said to Bezerra, Maula Meger Midivesu, can we rent from the wife? She also has rights over here. Like we had before, the Skir with the Kitoi work. This guy is a goy, and you need Skiris. and he's refusing to do Skiris. So now the question is, can they sort of go behind his back and rent from the his wife? And the wife, they believe, would take the money and be masters in it. Rishlokish quotes the name of a Gavar Rabba. Who is that? Umanu. Rabbi Chanina said, Isha Shalom, Mareb Shalom Idaito. The wife could contribute to the Erev without his knowledge. The wife contributing to the Erev means in a case where talking about a Yisrael and everybody would contribute a role to the Rubit Chetzeris, and this fellow is refusing to do so. Not just doesn't know, but he's refusing to do so. And the wife is allowed to contribute. But even though the husband doesn't want, and that works. So the same with that shuva there, the more says we would say the same shuva here to be seicher from the wife of the goy, shalom idaita, and without his agreement, even though he doesn't want it, would also work.
And how does Yishus work? By I mean, what? The fact that they just live together creates...
The Rambam says that when they're miyachad to be together, they're considered husband and wife. When they walk out, so when she walks out, it's both.
Even if they don't want to be husband and wife. In other words, you have the situation like the president of France apparently is not married to this woman.
Pashas, no. Pashas, but then a husband and wife. And once they're miyachad to each other, they claim that they're miyuchad to each other, so the Rambam said that's called bulus. That's the din of bulus boav.
It was covered, even though at that point it was covered. He didn't want it. He's covered.
Well, yeah, but that we created that there's now she's a din of, if she's with somebody else, she's a zayna.
No, and I mean he's covered by his wife wanted agreed without him agreeing. Right. Now what's his status? He's
well, I don't care about him. The goy, he's a goy.
Besides being angry at his wife,
I mean, the case of the Yisrael, but the Arab would work. So he's allowed to carry now. Okay. The Morris says a similar story. Okay. How to resign the Havishivuse the Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ushia. Same story, same type of guy, same job, same refusal, different rabbi. Okay. Also the commander of Yehuda Bar Ushia. Amrulay, they said to Yehuda Bar Ushia, Mal the maker mitivesa, can we read from the wife? He didn't have an answer to that question. He didn't have it in his hands. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know the answer either. That works. Okay. We have a brisa which says, Noshim she'irvu v'nishtatu Shalom Das Balayan, Ain Ruvan Arab, Beshituf and Shituf. They do it without the knowledge of the husband, it doesn't work. So what are you telling me that it works? Loy Kasha. Had the Loy Osar. In a case where he's part of, civilly part of this mavui, he has no access to any other mavui or to any other chotzer. So he's definitely part of this area, this property, and therefore, if he doesn't contribute, everybody will be usher. So that situation, she can contribute and replace it. However, in a case where his house opens, let's say, between two chatzeris, or his chatzer opens between two mavois, so he can choose to be a member of the other mavoi. So he doesn't, he's not mishtatim with this mavoi, he wouldn't make it usher on this mavoi, because he could be part of this chatzer can really join the other mavoi. And the woman decides to combine them with this mavoi, that's nothing. That she has no power to do.
Cases where the wife can take property or rights and belong to the couple and sell them against the will of her husband? Because, I mean, he's going to know. It's obvious. People start carrying. It's got to be obvious of what happened.
Yeah, it's okay. You're worried about Shalom Bais, you're worried about Pilate.
I'm worried about whether or not, I mean, you were saying that the Sphero was a Sphero. Right.
That was so. Well, that scares is. I mean, she's getting money and not giving her anything really of substance. So it's not too bad.
I'm not talking about the economics. I'm talking about. Do we have other cases of this?
No. There's a special cool over here by Rubik and Sabres. Okay. No. I mean, I can't tell you there's no one shots with something similar, but in general, not.
Well, I'm not
okay.
Put you on the spot like that. That's not nice.
Okay. How can I miss that? The more this differentiation we're saying, the answer to the stira from the Kasha and Shmuel from the Braisa seems to be correct. Deem can, because if you don't say this, Kasha the Shmuel has a Shmuel. The Kasha will not just be between Shmuel and the Braisa, it'll be an eternal conflict between two statements of Shmuel. Remember Shmuel, Echad b'nei Mavi Shurogel Yishtatev b'nei Mavi, there's a person who normally joins into this Mavi. Well, on Yishtatev, and this week he didn't contribute. So b'nei Mavi in the Knossum Masech Beisav in Nertlin b'shitufin b'menu b'alkarcha. So they can sort of force the situation. They take it. They take his contribution. But it's wine. His regular contribution. Now, but the more says, Shmuel said, Rogel in, Shane Rogel loy. It's only if he's accustomed to do this. But in the case where he's not accustomed to do this, we can't do that. So what's the difference?
Are we assuming that he just like forgot, was negligent, or that
he's refusing?
He's refusing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he contributed to the Maisa.
I'm sorry?
The Maisa he contributed.
Well,
I understand, but Maisa, his wine is part of the group now. Tysus learns that the more means with that, if the more is trying to draw a parallel from this halacha to what we're talking about here, the man that the wife agreed to it. That even the more doesn't mention it in the statement, it was Balkarcha, but the wife was the Rizdas Ishta. So Rogo being a case where he's part of this chatzer, he would ask her, and therefore they have a right to proceed. Based on Das Yishtoi, in the case of Inrogo, which means that he has no commitment one way or the other, so then he doesn't answer, because he can belong to a different Mavui. So he doesn't answer, so then Das Yishtoi will not help.
Sorry, so this case,
So that's what Tosfos adds over here, that the case over here was, we're proving our points, to answer Steer and Shmuel, excuse me, but we're asking a question from Steer and Shmuel from a case of Das Ishtoi to a case of non Das Ishtoi. So Tosfos says it has to be the case over there when it says that they did it Bal Kurcha, but the wife had agreed to it. That has to be the case. And then it's a parallel case. Tosh is learning, yeah, that's what Shmuel is saying. You need the wife to agree.
So you need only somebody.
Yeah. You need somebody in the household to agree. Tosh is at the end, says he's not sure if the other Bnei Bayis have the power to do this, is there's limited dafka to the wife? Can the children contribute without the father's agreeing to it, acquiescence? Shmuel says, "Shmuel, no. That's a good proof." Okay. Zirashi, Prezina Nachri Hoya, he was a non-Jew. Mamuna al Kli Zayin, he was in charge of the weapons. Asir and Shmir Seir, which are made for the protection of the city. Hilochim al Sodom, against to fight against those who would besiege the city. Vidar Beir, and he lived there in the city. Okay. The case where he's answers, we don't need his agreement. Also, the case of the Braisa, it's a case where the Mishnah, where it's a case where he did not affect them. He normally gives to the one side, not to the other side, so he has no effect on the other side. In a case where he does not ask her, Shmuel agrees that she cannot do it. Because the Mor says, there's a story with one of the name of which is Rogel, now he's refusing to enter to him, his goal is to ask her, so they can take it against his will, which as it says means but based on Das Ishtoi.
He did it before. He did it regularly. So now he doesn't do it.
He's asking the home over.
Right. But he's consciously, he knows what he's doing.
So good. So that's what Shmuel said. If we have somebody in the house that agrees, we're allowed to maintain the relationship. Let's bring a raya to Shmuel's din. Says Kevin Oshalas's lechi b'kar l'movi. You can force a person to help build the lechi and the kar for the mother. So that Shmuel's din. The same way we can force a person to contribute to the lechi b'kar for the mavi, and. He says, "I don't care that you can't carry on the mobile." He says, "No, you're part of the neighborhood. You have to contribute to help to arrange." So similarly, Shmuel says, "You're allowed to use some power of duress to make this person contribute to the Erev." Mor says, "No, Shani also look like a mechitzas. So Rashi says that issue wasn't an issue of Truman. The Lechi Bekara create a more of a level of privacy in the movie. So this was not a Hilchus Shabbos issue. This was a Hilchus, in this case, Shechenim issue. As a member of a city, so you have to contribute to certain things in a city. You have to contribute to the walls. I don't care about the wall. I'm a very strong guy. I can handle the marauders. It's very nice, but if you're part of a city, you've got to contribute to the wall. Right? So if you're part of a movie, the movie needs a certain amount of privacy. So I don't care about my privacy. That's tough luck. We still have to contribute to the needs of the movie. But vis-a-vis Shabbos, you can't prove from this dinner Shmuel a halacha in Hilchus that we can pressure him by using the wife, where Tosfos learns, to contribute to the Ruvei Chatzeres, or the Shetuvim of voice.
This is like more substantial Lechi B'Kara. Although it's not the minimalistic halachic requirements for Shabbat. I mean, Lechi B'Kara is not that substantial. I'm not sure how it really creates a greater privacy.
I don't know. The same question. It's like the story with the guy with the sukkah, you know? The story with the guy with the sukkah. The guy's in London, London, you know? I mean, there's a lechem corridor, there's like a wall there, so now he can do private things. Okay. Now, the gisha which we have in the Gemara is mitzad shiny. From the side is different. The Vilna Gaon comes along and the Gosha Gro changes it to bebezdin shiny. If you look at the Hagos from Bresal Rentschberg, she brings in the Sefer Atzei HaMoigim. Atzei HaMoigim has the Hezbrid that explains the Gemara. With the Var Ruchakim Mem, his pshat is way off from pshat. He said the correct pshat is like I saw the beer of the regarding Rain of Eliyahu Mivilna. That she says Kavanah Seva Bezdin La'arvi Mohem. What it meant is that here the process was a process of taking him to Bezdin. Process going to Bezdin. But over here, we're talking about just simple mob tactics that Erev Shabbos, they walk into his house and take it out. That's not Bezdin. So the din of that you could force him to contribute to the Lechi B'Kara means you would go to the local Bezdin, and Bezdin would force him to do it with the power of Bezdin. But here they're doing it on their own, so that you can't prove they can do it on their own based on this din of Lechi B'Kara. The gear says is mitzad shani. I don't know how it would be explained. Okay. So Rashi shani hotin like a mechitzas. Mavi megulahu. It's an open mavi. Vein doich l'shamra. It's not easy to be shamrit. So that's why we go over there. We have a right to step in and say part of your responsibility to the Mavi is to contribute to this Lechi B'Kara. But to do it with the goal of being matur to carry there, we would require more than that. The person has to agree to it. Fine. No, you'd have to say. I think that they both have in common the idea that we're going to. In other words, even in the Shmuel Zim, where he says that we did it. Nolan shifutu b'menu bal karchoi. There is that. There is. There is. Even though you might need the agreement of the woman, but the side of the head, there is a din of kfiya. We're going to force the situation. And the more so you see over here by the case of Lechi Makar, there's a din of kfiya. So more says that's a totally different concept of kfiya, because that was part of the basic needs of the mobi, not in regards to tiltu shabbos. Tosha suggested that the difference between the case, the Mechitzas issue, the lot he brings to the man of Tom, he says that Kfiya only makes sense when the results make sense. So if the result is you have an enclosed area, so you have an enclosed area. So he will now decide whether he wants to use it or not, but that's a fact. Over here, the kfiya is that therefore now he's part of this group. If a person did not decide he wants to be part of the group, he's not part of the group. So the kfiya doesn't make sense, the more is suggesting. Or again, the Shmuel says it does, but the more you can't prove it from here, because I could argue that kfiya doesn't make sense when the result doesn't make sense. So I can force you to take tomorrow, I can force you to give, I can't force you to therefore become part of the group. Therefore, you're now, this is your base dira. If you're explicitly saying I don't want to be my part of my base dira, so you can't compare the two things. That's the thing. It's a little bit easier than Rashi's shot. As it says, Rashi did not want that. Okay. So the more itmar rechia bar Ashi Omar oisin lechi ashera. You can use Asherah for a lechi. Shimon Lokasham or Oisin Kura Asherah. You can use the Asherah for a Kura. Mandam or Kura Kloshkain Lechi. Mandam or Lechi Abu Kura Loi Susi Mixa Shure. That's your Ashi. Kloshkain Lechi. Dein Lashir Lerochvoi Voivyov. It has a shear of height, that how tall it has to be. Case of Malachi. But it comes to the width and the thickness, it doesn't have a shear. So we say the shear can do that. They might say there's something there. Alakara, Tsricha Tefach, Lakabla Riach. Riach to Lakabla Riach. We had back in the first parak. It has to be a Tefach wide. To allow you to put a brick on top of it, a half brick on top of it, which is 3 tefachim by 1.5, and you spread it out 1.5 across the tefach bar. V'haya sheri kimin the boy sreifa, l'ksiv v'asheri hem tisufun ba'esh. The Torah says you must burn the sheri tree. So shiur alav shiurahi the chesufa dami. We look at it as if it's been burnt already. So it can't meet the requirements of saying shear. If I look at it like ash, it's like nothing there. So kura, which requires a specific size, we have a problem. Whereas lechi, the halachas of shiurim are much more minimal. So to fulfill that level, he holds that that'll work.
I understand, but there's still the sheer lechi. I don't understand that.
Yes, Tosfos comes along and says you still need, you might say you need a height. There's a certain height that is required. So what are we gaining? We're gaining Tosfos Alakar Avagav the lechi nami boy sheer gaiva v'gam roch of mashahu me a boy v'kam malkam kim le boy el sheer zuta lo hichmir a boy. So Tosfos is the first there. I'm not sure what he means. Tosfos means the man of Rome. And Rome says, if I'd make a lechi, I would take pieces of sawdust and I would glue them to the wall all the way up. It'd also be a good lechi. So if that's a good lechi, so even if you could look at it, it's considered it's been it's been cut apart in independent pieces. The reality is that they're still they're glued together. So the height I've accomplished. But by Kara, there's a lot of that it has to be real to kill a Kavaleria. It has to be strong enough to Kavaleria. If I look at each one as being independent, it's not strong enough to be Kavaleria.
As far as what kind of glue you're using.
I realize this is theoretical, but aren't we supposed to be a share of the roots and what's
on? No, the point is the same. That once it's there, it's there. The mitzvah of the destroyer, we'll talk about the destroyer after Shabbos. Right now, I have it there. Now, the truth is, we had before that for Lechi to work, the person has to set aside before Shabbos, he wants to be Semecha. You have to be Semecha Lov Mibar Yom. So, some of them weren't able to destroy it for whatever reason. So, in that situation, okay. What? What's the possibility?
Yeah, then can you make something from it?
You put up before Shabbos, you found it on Shabbos, that's good for it.